You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together are studying the Word of God. Lord God, I thank you for all these listeners today. I pray for everyone who is tuned in today. God, I pray you'd strengthen their faith today. Lord, I pray you'd give people strength to endure the trials that they're going through right now. Lord, speak to everyone here today through your word. We know where you speak in your word, and that's where we're at today. Lord, we come to you for a word today, and it's in your name that we pray. Amen. And this is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We're going to hear 15 minutes of truth, because we're going to spend 15 minutes in the Word of God, where God speaks. In the meantime, I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church this weekend. I am the pastor of Island, and that is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. You're invited. I've been going through a series the last couple months now. Actually, we just started at Labor Day weekend, and that is, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Or the King James has the end of the world. Now, a couple weeks back, my last sermon I preached, we looked at the days of Noah. The Lord said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when I return. But if you go back to the Gospel of Luke, the Lord adds this comment as well. He says, as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be. So one has to ask themselves, what was going on in the days of Lot? What characterized the days of Lot? That is my sermon subject this Sunday morning at 10:30. You're invited. The days of Lot, what was it? Now let's just avoid this elephant. You know, we're not going to avoid the elephant in the room. And let's just be honest here. The days of Lot was characterized by rampant homosexuality and homosexuals demanding their rights. That's what characterized the days of Lot. Jesus said, when you see it just like it was in the days of Lot, you'll know my return is near. Now, in the meantime, we're going to kick off chapter 6 of the book of Revelation today, and there is no more text that than this one that makes me wonder sometimes whether or not we're living in this time right now. And that is the unveiling, the loosing of these seals. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. Now, I'm going to pick it up where we left off. John's in heaven. A scroll was given to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was the only one found worthy to loose the scroll. This scroll, let's call the title deed to the world itself, and to the end of time, and to the doing away of all of the evil in the world that we see. And only one person was found worthy, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that's worthy to loose the seals. Chapter 5, verse 12, it says, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive the power, the wealth, and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. and every creature in heaven and earth and under the earth and all the sea and all that were in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Amen. And the four living beings said, amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. That's the scene that's going on. And friend, this could be the scene that's going on here today, here on this Friday morning, when you hear this program. This could be the scene going on in heaven today. The Lord Jesus Christ, remember, said, when you see all these things, it says, recognize that his or my return is near, even at the doors. Recognize, he says, the Lord is near. Are you ready for his return? Revelation chapter 6, now verse 1, it says, I saw the Lamb opened one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living beings saying, like a voice of thunder, come. All right, now some translations say, come and see, as if he's calling John, but here in my translation, and others as well, it seems to me he's talking to the horse and or the rider of the horse, not to John to come and see, but he's calling this first rider. And all four of these riders, he's calling them. These riders have been prepared for this day, week, hour, month, and year. They've been created in eternity past for this moment in time here right now. I heard one of the four beings saying, like a voice of thunder, come. And behold, a white horse. And he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. What do we have here? This is the famous text known as the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. This first rider is released, and he's sitting on a white horse. You know, isn't it funny? You know, a couple things. First off, we know the Lord Jesus Christ comes riding on a white horse. You can read that in Revelation chapter 19. Where it says in verse 11, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head many crowns, having names written, and a name written that no one knows except he himself. Verse 16, it says, he had on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Lord Jesus Christ is riding on a white horse. But notice this too, this man is riding on a white horse. I believe, many people believe, this is Antichrist who's riding in on a white horse. Did you know also that in Muslim history and tradition, that they're waiting for their Messiah, known as the Mahdi, to come riding into town on a white horse as well. And this Antichrist is going to come running in on a white horse. So the first horseman, we've got four representing four different things. The first one is conquest. If you're able to write and take notes, the first rider on the first horse represents and brings conquest. He who sat on it had a bow and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. So this rider also brings with him a false peace, not a true peace. You can read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 2 and 3, the Word of God says this. It says, for you yourselves know accurately that the day of the Lord so comes in as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a woman that is pregnant, and they shall by no means escape. So this rider, notice he has a bow and no arrows. He comes and brings false peace. Also, this rider brings what we can call covenant peace. And if you would please, we can turn back to Daniel chapter 9, picking it up in verse 27. It says he, now this is speaking of the Antichrist, again, this rider on this horse, I believe, he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. And in the middle of the week, He will cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he will make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. All right, now what does all that mean? One week here, one Shavuot in Hebrew is a week of years. It's 7 years. This is a prophetic statement that when this Antichrist comes, he is going to initiate, orchestrate, or broker a seven-year peace treaty. That is one of the things we're looking for. That is one of the things me, as a Bible expositor and studious observer of the Word of God, I personally am looking for three things. I'm looking for this man to broker or initiate a seven-year peace treaty involving Israel. That's the first thing I'm looking for. Second thing I'm looking for is a new temple, is the third temple to be built. You can read in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, where Jesus says, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet," what I just read to you, Jesus said, when you see this happen, but he also says, standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Well, the holy place, as far as I know, is going to be the temple. Also, the Apostle Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, I think, he sits, speaking of this same man, he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is one of the things I'm looking for. This is one of the things, and I think these things have to happen before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, is I'm looking for this third temple, and I'm looking for a man coming with a seven-year peace treaty. Last thing I'm looking for is two witnesses to show up in Jerusalem. Revelation chapter 11, we'll get to that soon. I'll be teaching that at church next week on Thursday night, and that is these two witnesses in Jerusalem preaching Christ for 1,260 days. These are some of the things that I am paying careful attention to, and I hope that you are as well. You know, what an exciting time that we're living in right now. Imagine that. Imagine that to be the generation, I believe, that will be alive here on planet Earth to see the real, true Messiah riding back on a white horse here and slaying everyone who has rejected Jesus Christ with the sword of his mouth. That's what's coming back here soon. In the meantime, we're going through here. First horse, rider of the first horse here, conquest. He has false peace, and he has a bow and no arrows. So we'll pick it up here in our next program as we're going through these four horsemen. Again, I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend at Sunday morning at 10:30. If you want to hear this message on the days of Lot, if not, it'll be posted right here on my website at WGODontheair.net, as well on Facebook, which is WGOD Radio, and Twitter at WGOD Radio. As soon as these programs are recorded, they're uploaded on there, and as soon as the sermons are ready as well, they're uploaded right here on our social media and media site. So I encourage you, study with us, and we'll be back again soon right here on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for